The secret that hides in plain sight. The best way to hide something is to keep it in plain sight. Those were the words that I heard as they drifted across the dusty road leading into Taos Pueblo on a hot afternoon in August of 1991. I'd set the day aside to explore the place that held such an attraction. From Ansel Adams and Georgia O'Keeffe to D.H. Lawrence and even Jim Morrison, the lead singer of the rock group The Doors, the mystique and beauty of the high deserts has changed the lives of artists and their art. I glanced in the direction of the voice to see where such curious words had come from. Across the road, I saw a small tour group following a handsome native man as he led them through the main plaza of the Pueblo. As I stepped closer to hear what the young guide was saying, I quickly became part of the group that was shuffling toward the main part of the plaza. While we were walking, a woman in the group asked the guide about the spiritual beliefs of the Tiwa people, the name that the original Taos natives called themselves based upon the red willows that grow along the river. "Do you still practice the old ways here, or do you keep those things hidden from outsiders?" she asked. "The old ways?" our guide echoed. "You mean like old medicine? Are you asking if we still have a medicine man around here?" Now the guide really had my attention. 5 years earlier, I'd walked onto the same Pueblo for the first time, and I'd asked the very same question. And I'd quickly discovered that the spiritual practices of local people are a sensitive topic, something that isn't openly shared beyond close friends and tribal members. When such a question comes up, it's not unusual to find that the topic either changes quickly or it's simply ignored altogether. Today, however, our guide did neither. Instead, he offered a cryptic reply that left more of a lingering mystery than it offered answers. "No way," he said. "We don't have medicine people here any longer. We're modern people living in the 20th century with modern medicine." Then, as he looked directly into the eyes of the woman who'd asked the question, he repeated the sentence that had drawn me to the group only moments before. "The best way to hide something," he repeated, "is to keep it in plain sight." As the words left his mouth, I could see the twinkle in his eye. He was letting her know that while officially the medicine people no longer practiced, their wisdom remained safe, sound, and protected from the modern world. Now it was my turn to ask a question. "I heard you say that earlier," I said. "Just what does it mean to hide something in plain sight? How do you do that?" "Just what I said," he replied. "Our ways are the ways of the land, of the earth. There is no secret to our medicine. When you understand who you are in your relationship to the land, you understand the medicine. The old ways are all around you, everywhere," he replied. "Here, I'll show you." Suddenly, our guide turned around and began retracing his steps back toward the Pueblo entrance we'd just come from. He pointed toward our left and began walking toward a building that was unlike anything I'd ever seen before. As we left the road and walked along the side of an ancient-looking wall, I found myself staring at what looked like a cross between the thick buttress of an old frontier fort and the unmistakable bell towers of a chapel, a Catholic chapel, that had been built 400 years before. Our guide laughed at our surprise as he opened the gate and motioned us into the courtyard. It was old and beautiful. As I stood in front of the main entrance, I held my camera up to capture the brilliance of the deep blue New Mexico sky that surrounded the silhouette of the bell still hanging in the towers. When Spanish conquerors first arrived in the pristine wilderness of northern New Mexico, they weren't prepared for what they found. Rather than the primitive tribes and temporary homes that they'd expected, they found an advanced civilization already in place. There were roads, multi-story homes, jokingly called America's first condominiums by today's residents, passive solar heating and cooling, and a system of recycling that left virtually no waste from the entire population. The early Pueblo people practiced a powerful spirituality. It allowed them to live in balance with the land for over a millennium. All of that changed quickly, however, after the explorers came on the scene. "We already had a religion," our guide began, "but it wasn't what the conquerors were looking for. It wasn't Christianity. Although our beliefs had many of the same ideas that you find in modern religions, the conquerors didn't understand. They forced us to accept what they believed." It was a difficult situation for the early Pueblo residents. They weren't nomads who could simply pack everything and move to another valley. They had permanent homes that protected them from the hot desert summer and insulated them from the harsh winds of the high-altitude winter. They couldn't turn their backs on 1,000 years of traditions that they believed in, but they also couldn't honestly embrace the God of the explorers. The choice was clear, our guide explained. His ancestors had to conform to the religion of the explorers or lose everything. So they compromised. In a maneuver of sheer brilliance, they masked their beliefs, hiding them in the language and customs that satisfied the conquerors. In doing so, they kept their land, they kept their customs and their past intact. As I looked around the sanctuary, I saw images that were vaguely familiar to those I'd seen in the great cathedrals of Peru and Bolivia, the icons of Christianity. But something was different here. The explorers called their creator God, our guide blurted out into the silence. While God was not quite the same as our creator, it was close enough, and we began to call our great spirit by the same name. The santos, or the saints, that the church recognized were like the spirits that we honor and call into our prayers. Mother Earth that brings us crops and rain and life, they called Mary. We substituted their names for our beliefs. So that explained why this church looked a little different from those I'd seen in the past. The outward symbols were masking a deeper spirituality and the true beliefs of another time. Of course, I thought to myself, that explains why the clothes of the female saints change colors throughout the year. They change to match the seasons, with white in the winter, yellow in the spring, and so on. And that's why the images of the Father Son and the Mother Earth peek out from behind the saints on the altar. See, I told you, our traditions are still here, even after 400 years, our guide said with a big grin on his face. His voice echoed through the empty space of the exposed timbers and the vaulted ceiling above. As he rounded the corner at the back of the room and walked toward me, he clarified what he meant. For those who know the symbols, nothing will ever be lost. We still change Mary's clothes to honor the seasons. We still bring flowers from the desert that holds the spirit of life. It's all here, hidden in plain sight for everyone to see. I felt that I'd gotten to know our guide a little better that day. I couldn't imagine what it must have been like for his people when everything changed 4 centuries ago. I had a renewed respect for the strength and the courage, as well as the ingenuity that they had to have in order to mask their traditions in another religion. Now the mysterious words that I'd heard less than an hour before made sense to me. The best way to hide something is to place it where no one expects it to be. Everywhere. Like the people of the Taos Pueblo masking their spiritual beliefs in the traditions of modern religion, is it possible that we've masked a great secret as well? Could something as simple as our heartfelt belief really hold so much power that mystical traditions, the world's religions, and even entire nations were built around it? Just as native wisdom has been hidden in the plain sight of another tradition, have we done the same with what has been called the most powerful force in the universe? Well, the answer to each of these questions is the same. It's yes. The difference between our secret and the hidden religion of the Pueblo is that the native people have remembered what they placed into hiding 4 centuries ago. The question is, have we, or has something else happened? Have we hidden the power of belief from ourselves for so long that we've forgotten it, while it remains in plain sight? While there are many explanations as to how such powerful knowledge could have been lost for so long, and why it was hidden to begin with, the first step in awakening the force of belief in our lives is to understand precisely what it is and how it works. When we do so, we give ourselves nothing less than the gift of speaking quantum and programming the universe.